fellow soldiers lifted him in their arms to bear him off, out of the grind of battle, to his horses. These were waiting in the battle's rear with painted chariot and driver. Now toward Troy they carried Hector, hoarsely groaning. Reaching the ford of Xanthus, the clear stream of eddying water that immortal Zeus had fathered, from the car they laid him down on the riverbank, and splashed cool water on him. Taking a deep breath, opening his eyes wide, he got to his knees and spat dark blood. Then backward sank again as black night hooded him, stunned still by the hurled stone. But the Argives, seeing Hector leave the field, were swift to step up their attacks upon the Trojans, taking new joy in battle. Out in front, the runner, Ajax, son of Oileus, lunged and wounded Satnios Inopides, whom by the banks of Satnioeus River a flawless naiad bore the herdsman Enops. This Satnios, the famous son of Oileus, coming in fast, speared in the flank. He tumbled, and then around him Trojans and Danaans clashed in bitter combat. Polydamas took the lead, shaking his spear to guard him, and struck Areilicus's son, Prothoenor, square on the right shoulder, his big spear passing through. Into the dust he fell and clutched at earth with his spread hand. Then Polydamas gloried, shouting high, "By God, this time the spear shaft from the hand of Panthous's son leaped out to some effect. One of the Argives caught it in his flesh. I can see him now using it for a crutch as he stumps to the house of death." His boasting brought anguish to Argives, most of all to Ajax, veteran son of Telamon. Beside him the dying man fell. Now with his shining spear he thrust at the withdrawing enemy, but he, Polydamas, with a sidewise leap, avoided that dark fate. Another got it, Archelaus, for the gods had planned his ruin. Just at the juncture of his neck and skull, the blow fell on his topmost vertebra and cut both tendons through. Head, mouth, and nostrils hit the earth before his shins and knees. Now Ajax, in his turn to Polydamas, shouted, "Think now, Polydamas, tell me truly if this man was not worthy to be killed for Prothoenor, as he seemed to me no coward nor of coward's kind, but brother to Lord Antenor, master of horse, or else his son, for he was very nearly like him." He said this, knowing the answer well, and pain seized Trojan hearts. Standing above his brother, Acamas brought down Promachus, a Boeotian, as he was tugging at the dead man's feet.